Oh my, how Valkyrian.
It's podcast time. Come on, grab your friends. We'll talk about bare distant lands. We met the man and names a woman. The fun will never end. It's podcast time.
Welcome to Oh My Glob, an Adventure Time podcast. I'm Amy.
I'm Matt.
Wow, that sounded angry.
Oh, no. I just realized that I was just like breathing heavily into my microphone.
I'm Matt.
I'm Matt.
That's how you sounded.
That was rude. Because I was trying not to laugh. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Good.
Wait, I got to finish my spiel.
Oh.
We are here reading and reviewing all of the Adventure Time episodes, starting from the very beginning to the end. Matt?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. Aren't you? You would think that we haven't been recording for four seasons or something. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm swell.
You know how much has happened since the last time we recorded?
So much.
We went to Hawaii.
Yes.
We've come back from Hawaii.
Yes.
That's it. No, we went to a Renaissance fair afterwards.
We did. That was fun. We dressed up in Renaissance fair costumes.
Yeah. We went paddleboarding yesterday.
It was so beautiful.
Yeah, it was awesome. We found a rope swing.
Oh my gosh. It was like something you could only get to if you paddle to it. And it was so fun.
Yeah.
Matt was like a little kid. He's like, hee hee hee.
Yeah, I couldn't help but make like cartoonishly happy expressions when I'm jumping. Like, oh yeah!
It was really cute. It was awesome. It was probably one of the funnest times we've had going to our this lake that we like to go to for paddleboarding. It was really lovely.
Yup. Yeah, I think we've summered right this year.
We have summered right this year. It's kind of sad that the summer is ending.
Yeah, we've done a lot of fun stuff.
I'm feeling really bummed about it, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a good balance of working in the office, the home office, and spending time outside.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we've done that.
Yeah, me too.
Speaking of time in the office, I've started making a cartoon.
Yeah, you have. You want to tell the listeners about it?
Yeah. So it's like I'm just animating like a campfire tale scene where it's like somebody's singing the song of like a local legend. And then I animate like the story that he's telling.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about it. It's fun to see your partner so energized and excited about a project they're working on. And I love it when Matthew gets like an idea and he's just super stoked about it. I just love seeing his face light up and just being, you know, super excited to work on it. It's just rad. I love it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What have you been up to?
You know, stuff and things.
Yeah.
We also bought a treadmill.
We did.
It's so,
cool.
Pretty.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I love it. I love it so much.
Never have to go outside again.
Ever. No, I didn't leave the house for 4 days yesterday, last week. 3 days.
I remember.
It was crazy. Because I'm working from home and have the treadmill and, you know, our weightlifting stuff. And I was just like, after a couple days, I was like, huh, haven't left the house. I need to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad we went outside yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was really, really nice. Today is warm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Quarantine life, y'all. Just don't forget to step outside for a minute every now and then. Okay? Breathe some air.
Breathe some air.
Yeah. Take a little walk.
Well, we have two really cool episodes today, Lady and Peebles and You Made Me.
You Made Me.
These are really cool episodes. I really like them both, and I'm just really excited to talk about them.
Yeah, I was curious what you were going to think of both of these ones.
Yeah. So before we get started, I just need to do this real quick. Okay.
It's not beer.
No, Diet Coke.
It's a Diet Coke. We're both having Diet Coke.
Speaking of Diet Coke, have you seen their new like commercials about Diet Coke? Like,
probably.
They're like, oh, it's okay that your grandma or your mom drinks Diet Coke. And
oh,
this
yeah,
is
those
why
are
they're
cool.
So badass. And, yep. You know, it's just really funny. It's just, it cracks me up.
Yeah. When I went to the movies the other day, it played one of those Diet Coke commercials. Mm-hmm. It played like 10 Diet Coke commercials. I swear they own Cinemark theaters.
Okay, should we get going?
Let's do it.
All right, ready?
Let's do it.
Oh my gosh. That's how the show is going to start?
Oh yeah.
Okay, all right. We're okay.
Strap in.
Okay, synergy. So we're going to talk about season 4, episode 19, Lady and Peebles, overall number 97, IMDb rating of 7.9, directed by Larry Leechlider, Adam Muto, written and storyboarded by Cole Sanchez and Rebecca Shiga. Original air date, August 20th, 2012, and it had 2.75 million U.S. viewers.
Nice. August 20th. 7.9, huh?
Yeah.
I think we're this is the beginning of like a whole bunch of episodes that are like 7 point somethings.
Mm-hmm.
So the title card shows a bunch of Polaroid photos of Princess Bubblegum and other characters from the show, but mostly her and Lady Raina Korn.
Actually, okay, really interestingly, I just noticed this. Finn and Jake in the pictures are scratched out.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
Yeah, and like Jake is scratched out. And it's laying on top of some brains and, like, sinews.
Yeah. It's pretty good foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Finn and Jake being scratched out of the pictures is some, like...
Did you notice that at first?
No. I noticed it as you were going to say it.
And the other thing about this picture is Lady isn't scratched out.
Yeah, I wonder what that's about.
Yeah. And also... is that one on the right, is that little... PB, it looks like young Princess Bubblegum.
I can't tell. Maybe.
Yeah, but she did rock the short hair for a little bit. So.
She did, yeah.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, also, are some of these pictures like straight out of past episodes?
I don't know.
I think there's a picture of Starchy in there too.
Oh.
No, not Starchy. Yeah,
no,
Cinnamon Bun.
It's Cinnamon Bun.
Yeah, yeah, what's he doing in there?
Oh my gosh, this All is right. craziness. This is so funny. And then there's like a little, there's a head of a guy that was chopped off.
Yeah.
Guys, take a look at this title card. It is bonkers.
And the 2 seconds it was on screen, I was like, we're going to have a lot to say about this title card.
He did. He did say that.
And we did.
We did. It's cool. Interesting. All right. So for the synopsis, Princess Bubblegum and Lady are trying to find Finn and Jake, who have been missing for 3 weeks after battling with the Ice King. Lady discusses her apprehensions while Princess Bubblegum takes some tea with her tea robot. Bubblegum then tells her that the Ice King is not a major threat, and with science on their side, they have the advantage. Lady and Bubblegum then fly off into the Black Ice Cave, where she cannot get any signal on her GPS and relies on her heart signature machine, where 3 heart signatures are detected, thought to be Finn, Jake, and Ice King.
Yeah, she has all this tracking technology.
Mm-hmm. It's tracking technology, and then she also has, like, these weapons and stuff, and she keeps it in a bag. And really interesting. I have thoughts about this, but when we get to the end, I'll share some more.
Yeah, I gotta say right off the bat, Princess Bubblegum owns this episode.
She does, and it is a lovely PB and... Lady episode. And one thing I do want to point out is it's really interesting because it says in the synopsis, Lady discusses her apprehensions. And what I think is really neat is that she speaks in Korean. And so it's a conversation, but the dialogue that Princess Bubblegum responds with gives the viewer enough information to understand what it was she was saying. And I'd be really interested to like play a translator or something or have it translated to see what she says. But I did think that was cool. And there was like a good like 30-second like piece where she was really talking about her concerns. And it's just all in Korean. And it was fascinating.
Yeah, it's really cool because of like the inflection of her voice and everything and like the way she was animated. You can tell kind of what she's saying. And yeah, I thought that was really cool too.
Yeah, really, really cool choice that they made.
Yeah, because it was like a minute before I realized. I'm like, oh, this has all been in Korean.
Yeah.
And like, I hadn't even noticed.
Yeah, really interesting.
Yep. So she also sees several hearts on the monitor, but dismisses them. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you didn't see that part?
I know, I got that. I saw that part, but now like, knowing how the episode ends, I'm like, oh, several heart monitors. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I didn't get that until the end. Like, I was sort of like, oh.
Yeah.
That.
It's a good episode.
Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of world building in this episode.
Yep. So they both go into a realm where they're attacked by an army of evil hands. And they're like lightly brushing the back of her head. It's
super freaky the way they do that.
Yep. So they escape and Bubblegum hears the Ice King's voice through an air vent. Bubblegum tells Lady to proceed using the heart signatures as navigation. They're nearly crushed by an enormous tongue and Lady flies into another room. Much to their surprise, giant eyes on the wall open and shoot laser beams. Lady is hit and badly injured, unable to fly. By the way, we didn't mention in the synopsis, but there's one point where they're flying through a giant sphincter.
Yes.
It's gross.
It is gross. This is like a really interesting episode. And so I was like, Ice Kingdom has a lot going on in that castle that we never learned about. But then, like, how does this even work?
I don't know. I can't remember. Is this in the Ice Kingdom? It's in the Ice Kingdom.
It's in the Ice Kingdom. But yeah. Is this something that he does all the time, or is this actually the result of the other baddie?
I think it's a result of the other baddie.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. When she flew into that room, the eyes were all closed and they look like walnuts. And I was like, those are eyeballs, aren't they? Matt's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to go back to the hand part. It was really funny because they kind of like mess with them.
Mm-hmm.
So one hand come and like brushes her back and the other one like brushes her cheek. And then they like come after him. It was just like setting up for it was just creepy.
Yeah. You know what's kind of interesting about this episode?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the setting of it is creepy. Like, that place is creepy, but it's not a creepy episode, really.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't rely on, like, because a lot of the episodes that take place in creepy, I like crepes. A lot of episodes that
sweet take or savory.
Oh.
Both?
Yeah. Both. I love. Oh, yeah. So a lot of episodes that take place in creepy places also have, like, creepy dialogue and creepy characters and stuff like that. But this one, it's like, it's in a creepy place, but you have two fun characters you're following. It's like a Zelda game or something.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can go to, like, kind of a creepy cavern or something, but it's mm-hmm. like, yeah, you're here with Link. It's all good.
Yeah, he has the Master Sword.
Yep.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. So Bubblegum carries Lady into a dark passageway that opens up after the eyeball zapper. After noticing that she is near Finn and Jake, she finds Ice King on the floor with a hole in his chest and what seems to be veins spread on the floor. Bubblegum then drops the heart monitor in surprise as Ricardio, the heart guy, reveals himself to be the real culprit. If you recall, in Ricardio's episode where he is, this is when we're introduced to him, he ends up in Ice King's chest at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remembered that. I forgot. I was like, how did he? And then I remember he's been in there the whole time.
Which yeah.
is crazy town. Anyway, he throws Finn and Jake on the ground in front of Bubblegum, who are poisoned by Xanoids.
Yeah, you remember Xanoids?
No, I didn't.
It's from the first Ricardio episode. They're talking about Xanoids and things like that. And Finn doesn't know what Xanoids are. And he's trying to impress PB with like talking about them.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Ricardio reveals that he had spent his time in Ikea's body using his tissue to make a new body.
Yeah. I love, like, when Ricardio first shows up, like, half of his face is shrouded in shadow. Uh-huh. It's like they keep him in the dark.
Uh-huh.
He's a scary-looking dude.
He is a scary-looking dude.
I'm a man now, princess.
So. George Takei is just a beautiful soul. I am super, like, impressed by his voice acting. His yeah. acting in general, but his voice acting is just so great.
He's amazing as Ricardio. I can't believe it's been this long, like since the first Ricardio
yeah,
episode.
That was right?
Season one?
Yes.
We're at the end of season four. That's
insane.
Crazy. So he then recalls how he only wanted Bubblegum's heart last time, and this time he wants the whole package. Ricardio takes Lady from Princess Bubblegum and ties Lady in a knot, throwing her in a corner after that.
So pause. That's why I was wondering why Lady's face wasn't scratched out in those pictures.
Yeah, because he just totally, like, disregards her.
Yes, exactly. Mm. Sorry, go ahead.
So Ricardio then leans against the princess and asks her to marry him. Bubblegum agrees to marry him if Ricardio can beat her in hand-to-hand combat. And this is where we see Bubblegum's got some fight moves.
Yeah.
So she angrily dismisses Ricardio's advances and then tears his limbs apart. And she kicks him in the face and warns him never to return. Ricardio escapes, whimpering into the shadows.
So this is really interesting because at the beginning of the episode, she's like, we have science on our side. And quickly, and we didn't mention this earlier, but when they were taking the in the hands section where the hands were all after them, they lost all of the science gear except for the heart monitor thing, the GPS. And so one of the things I thought about was how the PB's approach versus the Finn and Jake approach. Where Finn and Jake use hand-to-hand combat most times to win their battles versus PB, who was like, I'm going to use science. And it's interesting how she ended up ditching science to save the day.
Oh, good point.
Uh-huh. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Oh. Any other thoughts on that?
I think that's cool. No, because I didn't even think about that until now. That's awesome.
Yeah, just real fascinating. 2 days and another day for the antidote later, Finn. So 3 days later, question mark. Later, Finn, Jake, Ice King, and Lady Rainicorn are all healed in the Candy Kingdom's Castle's Hospital. Candy Kingdom's Castle Hospital.
Castle. Candy Kingdom's Castle's Hospital. So there's a hospital inside the castle.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Should have said hospital, I guess.
Right. Too many apostrophe S's. Finn wakes up, freaks out that Ricardo has returned and is in the Black Ice Cave. Princess Bubblegum tells Finn that everything was taken care of and shows Finn and Jake that she made a new heart for Ice King out of Ricardo sinews, toffee, and maracas.
Why maracas?
Yes. And it was so funny because then Ice King like starts like cha-cha-chaing because you can hear the maraca shaking and she's like, please get Ice King to leave.
Yeah, please. But then he's maracaing and she's like, please leave.
It was so cute.
So she walks over to Lady Rainicorn and apologizes for putting her through danger, saying that she saw it, the five small dots next to ladies, which happens to be the puppies on the heart monitor. And she didn't know. So the episode ends with Lady tearfully saying, I am pregnant in English to a surprise Jake. And he responds with, I'm puppies. The end.
Such a good episode.
Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah.
I highly enjoyed this one.
Yeah. What did you like the most out of this episode, or what are your thoughts about this?
I like the team up with PB and Lady Rainicorn, because you don't really see the two of them interact too much.
Mm-mm.
And again, like, even with the speaking Korean and no subtitles, you get like this real sense of a bond between them. And mm-hmm. I think that was really cool.
Yeah, I agree. I really like how they expressed this relationship that they have. And it's clear that they've been, that they're close and they rely on each other. It reminds me when I first learned, like, when we first see Lady and we first see them together, is like, this is just their ongoing relationship, and it's so rad.
Yeah. I think another thing that's cool is, like, you get hints throughout the episode that it's going to be Ricardo in the end. And if you're not paying attention to it, it's a real surprise.
I was totally surprised.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I was like, what?
Yeah. It's a well-written episode.
Yeah.
Some nice mystery there.
Yeah, I wrote in my notes, was not expecting Ricardo. That was so cool.
And then PB kicking his butt.
Mm-hmm.
Really violently, too, like ripping his tendons apart and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that there's an emphasis. So what I really think is cool is that Princess Bubblegum is a strong female protagonist. And she is very smart. She is well-written. Are there, is she somewhat evil? Maybe, question mark, or fascist? Maybe. Maybe that's too strong. I don't know. But we could talk about that later. But on the positive side, what I really like is that she embraces science, and it's a great example to, you know, women and young girls of, and even guys, like, of what a strong woman looks like. And even though she's a cartoon character, it's like, yes, you know, this is a thing that can be real. So I just think it's neat.
I almost get the impression that, like, maybe the writers were like, we've been a little hard on Bubblegum this season, like, making her look like not the most likable character. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why they gave her, like, this full episode showing that, like, she's actually, like, kind of kind and caring and also a butt kicker.
Yeah, I like how strong she is presented in this episode and how she was able to really protect herself. And just the fact that it wasn't even that she was able to protect herself, but that she went in to save Finn and Jake,
the
Lady, and be like, no, it's fine. We got this, you know? I just thought that was really neat.
Yeah. It definitely shines PB under a new light, and I think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I thought was funny is that apparently Finn has a secret GPS implanted in his ear.
Yeah.
That's not creepy.
That sounds about right.
Jeez Louise.
She's got to keep an eye on her hero.
Yeah.
Hold on out for a hero.
Matt.
Yeah?
Where was the snail?
So the snail is in the igloo when Princess Bubblegum says, let's roll.
So at the beginning of the episode, Lady is bundled next to a propane-fueled heater inside an igloo. And PB is drinking her tea. She's all bundled up in a parka, and she has her bag that has all of her weapons, her science weapons. And it looks like the snail is right there. And Matt was really, really funny. He's like, saw it. And I was like,
snail.
It was so quick. I didn't even see it.
Also, so we have the picture up of her next to the snail. And, like, just because, like, I've been, like, doing some animating and stuff, I'm noticing PB's anatomy in this picture looks really good.
Yeah, it is.
It's a really good picture.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's neat.
Yeah.
No fill face in this episode. Matt, what was your favorite line?
Hal Valkyrian. It's Ricardio talking about PB's fighting skills.
Yeah, like a Valkyrie, right?
Yeah. Everyone's favorite Marvel character. What's your favorite line?
Mine is from IK. It hurt. Oh, boy. How about a hug?
How about a hug?
That was great. So good. Ice King in this was just super funny. Like, even though it was like his body was torn apart.
Yeah, I love when they find him. She's like, oh. He's like, sup?
He's like, hey. And then Ricardio was like, yeah, I have his body. I made myself this thing. He's like, yeah, it hurt.
Ice King is like barely fazed by any of this.
Right, exactly. Ugh, it's crazy.
Give me an impression of a character.
All right. So, George Takei, oh my.
Yeah, he said his famous Ricardio line.
I love it. It made me so happy when I heard that. I was like,
ee! Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that he's not like above that, where he's totally. Like, I'm not going to say that line.
No, he's totally, he has leaned into it.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad that he has.
Yes, yes.
My impression's also Ricardio. I'm a man now.
I feel like you say that all the time.
I'm a man now.
Oh, Ricardio. And Ricardo's, like, head that he had over his heart was, like, a taped on, like.
Yeah, it's literally a little paper head or something. It's, like, I thought it was a bucket.
Yeah, I thought that, too.
It's like he put all this effort into creating this body, and then the head is just like this little bat.
Yeah, it comes off really quick. Oh my gosh, so funny. So, so good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so guess what?
What?
We got some triv.
Booyah, it's trivia time up in here. I really need to work on an actual trivia song.
That's what I'm saying.
I keep, I peter out.
You know what? I'm just leaving that up to you, and when you find it, you will share.
It'll happen.
I know.
Maybe season 5.
Maybe. Probably not.
Probably not.
You won't remember. It's cool.
Nope.
Okay, so there's a difference between the noodle that Lady Rainicorn has taken in the episode and the storyboard. On page 15 in the storyboard, she says vermicelli, which is a kind of spaghetti. But in the episode, she says Vietnamese. It is either a translation error or an intended change.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So I think that's the first time we've got a storyboard trivia.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So this is the first episode where PB and Lady Rainicorn are the main characters.
This is also the first time Princess Bubblegum was seen fighting in hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. That's cool.
So Lady Rainicorn speaks English without using a universal translator for the first time. It is possible that PB taught her to say this while Finn and Jake were unconscious.
Huh. Ricardio briefly calls Ice King Simon. Interesting. I did not catch that.
I guess Ricardio would know that, like, being from Ice King.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. So, which is, for those you know, a reference to his real name, Simon Petrikov.
Petrikov. Is that Russian?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. It's Slavic.
Yeah. Cool. Peebles is a nickname for Princess Bubblegum.
Which I didn't know for a while, but then she gets called Peebles.
In, like, a pretty recent episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the storyboard, the Ball Blam Burglar Burr, which is Princess Bubblegum's primary weapon in this episode, is named the Ball Buster and looks like a revolver.
Yeah, it looks like it just like spits out tennis balls, but she uses it once and it like blows a hole in the ceiling. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, like the tennis balls look like kind of like, so like in Zelda, they have that green kind of like a zappy tool.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, you can see that.
Yeah.
So it's revealed that Lady Rainicorn speaks to Princess Bubblegum in formal Korean despite being very close.
Huh.
Though this may be due to PB being of royalty.
Interesting.
Yeah. Cool. That's all the trivia.
Yeah. Sweet. That's cool.
So do you want to hear what your prediction was for this episode based on its name?
Yes.
Lady and... Wait, what's the name of this episode? Lady and Peebles.
Jeez.
That's right, Peebles. Your prediction was Lady introduces Jake to her imaginary friend Peebles. Peebles turns out to be jealous of Jake and is secretly trying to sabotage the relationship. That's wild. Okay. As far as creativity, that's an A+. That sounds so funny. As far as how close it was, well, Lady introduces Jake to someone. They're puppies.
I'm puppies?
I'm puppies.
So cute.
Not jealous. It's a C. It's a C minus as I'm far okay as how close that. It is. And you want to predict what the next episode is based on its name.
Heck yeah.
You made me.
Okay, so Finn takes on a powerful... Blah, 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 blah. Finn takes on a powerful tree wizard. Overconfident, he thinks he can win. However, the tree wizard has a secret weapon. He casts a spell that takes over Finn's ability to make choices for himself, and Finn is forced to tear down towers built by the tree wizard's enemies.
Oh, that's funny. You had to be a tree wizard's. If the episode were to have a tree wizard and it was like a celebrity guest voice, who do you think would be the tree wizard?
Well,
my guess is Clancy Brown. He's the lead prison guard in Shawshank Redemption. He does the voice of Mr. Krabs in SpongeBob.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Trying to think, like, someone with, like, a deep voice.
I think he's been in the show already, though.
It would have to be, like, because I think of, like, a tree being something, like, ancient and wise. Oh, you know who would be really great?
Who?
I can't remember his name. James Earl Jones. Would have been James amazing. Earl Jones.
That would be pretty awesome.
That's what I'm saying.
He probably would have done it.
Yeah.
I would have loved that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Probably not going to happen.
Thanks, Jake. All right, Matt, what are your thoughts about this episode? Any last things that you want to add?
I'm glad I watched it again. It's been a really long time since I've seen this one.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Ricardo's glorious return, and it was cool seeing PB as the lead.
Yeah, I agree. I was super surprised by Ricardo. It was a little gross getting to that point where you're like navigating inside of a body. It reminded me of the theme park episode from Rick and Morty where they're inside somebody's body.
Yeah.
This episode was really neat. I loved the surprise at the end. I really liked just the relationship between Lady and Peebles and how it really gave them a time to shine that didn't involve the Candy Kingdom.
Yeah.
Which was really neat. And this was just a cool, unique episode.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm glad we both liked it.
Yeah, me too. All right. So should we get to the next episode?
Let's do it. I'm going to X out this show note. Just viciously, God, done with it.
Oh my goodness. You're being really dramatic.
I'm just really caffeinated.
I'm puppies? I'm going to say that from now on forever.
You're puppies?
I'm puppies?
It's like one of Jake's only lines in the episode, and he absolutely nails it.
It's adorable. Aw. He's like the big, burly, like, dad that if you didn't know him, you wouldn't know how sensitive he is.
Yeah.
And
Jake's a sensitive guy.
He's funny. Okay. So on to episode 20. You made me. IMDb rating of 8.1.
I was wrong.
Overall number 98. Directed by Larry Leechlider, Nate Cash. Written and storyboarded by Tom Herpich and Jesse Moynihan. Stop it. Original air date, August 27th, 2012. We're 2 days off from that.
Ooh.
An unknown amount of viewers.
It's going to happen one of these days. We're going to record on the day that the episode was released.
Yep.
The title card is a play on the famous scene from Frankenstein where, you know, it's alive. It's a PB standing over like an operating table putting lemon grab together with like all these old school mad scientist lab things going on around her. It's cool.
Yeah, I like it.
And there's like an electrical current between one side of her and the other, and the name of the title is spelled through the electricity.
So creative.
Yeah, I love it. But she looks so happy.
So, synopsis. The episode begins with Finn hooked up to Princess Bubblegum's new Aurora visualizer machine, using it to look at Crunchy's Aurora. Finn tells Princess Bubblegum that he wants to see Peppermint Butler's Aurora next. Really quick, the Aurora was like rainbow colory and it was really cute.
Yeah.
And what happens is like he could see their Aurora through this machine and it was projected onto a screen. And then she like did this little sciencey thing and then the Aurora became visual to everybody. So it was really, really neat.
Yeah. Oh, she was like, only you can see it, Finn. She's like, but actually I'm lying and we could see it on the screen over here.
Yeah, like I was like, okay, that was weird. Anyway, so he wants to see Pep Butt's Aurora next, which causes him to hastily say, hey, you don't want to see that.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh.
We knew it. We knew he was evil.
He is. He is. But they didn't do it. Jake then complains that he's tired. So he and Finn start to leave. On their way out, they see two banana guards in a room supervising Castle's cameras.
Yeah, this is great.
I have a question about this.
Oh?
So do all the candies live inside the castle or do they have their own houses?
I'm pretty sure a lot of them have their own houses.
So does she have everybody under video surveillance?
I assume so, yeah. It's PB, of course she does.
I have feelings about this. GPS in Finn's hair, or Finn's ear, video surveillance.
Torture dungeon. Torture dungeon. Yeah.
Yep.
With skeletons in it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
So after making Finn and Jake promise to keep it their weird secret, the banana guards hesitantly point at a screen. So at first, Finn and Jake cannot see what they're talking about until the banana guard zooms in and they catch a creepy, disturbing sight of Lemongrab stalking Choco Berry, watching her sleep in her bedroom. Soon, a bunch of candy people, including PB, are in the security room watching Lemongrab.
So when the guy zoomed in, all I could think of was enhance.
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 Super troopers.
Yeah. Clearly, they told them as soon as possible, even though they're like, yeah, we'll keep it a secret.
Yeah, worst security guards ever.
Yes. Princess Bubblegum finds Lemongrab to ask him what's wrong. Lemongrab tells her that Castle Lemongrab currently has no citizens and complains that he is the Earl of Nothing. He then slips out of the window and runs away, tearing off his clothes, yelling, "You made me! You're my glob!" Princess Bubblegum can only watch him sympathetically and sighs from the window above him.
Yeah, this poor guy.
This is like the saddest part of the episode.
Yeah, Lemongrab is an unpleasant character.
Sure.
But he was made that way and he doesn't know how else to be.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day, PB, Finn, and Jake gather the candy people together to find someone to live with Lemongrab. No one offers to go until the pup gang appear and tell Princess Bubblegum that they will live with Lemongrab in exchange for money and amnesty for past crimes. And Jake's like, what is it? One of them threw a
basketball
at his head at one point. He's like, you can let that slide? So PB agrees to meet their demands. And soon after, the pup gang go to the castle Lemongrab to meet the new ruler. I love the pup gang, by the way.
The pup gang is crazy. And also, they're like, we want, you know, the big cash wad. So that way, like, for our delinquent mothers, you know? And it was just like, it was such a, like, grab at the heartstrings kind of statement. Like, for a mom so they can have, you know, what we didn't have. And I was just like, what is this? What is this, like, commentary about?
What is their story?
Yes.
This kid that grew up in the harsh streets of the Candy Kingdom.
Yes. You know that there's harsh streets. We know that because of, like, the seedy, like, bar and the back alley stuff.
Yeah. There's so much I need to know. Sorry, by the way, I'm stumbling over my words even more than usual today.
You're fine. Stop it. As soon as the pup game arrived, they begin to annoy Lemongrab by insulting him and disobeying his instructions. So he takes them to his reconditioning chamber, where he electrocutes them as punishment. 3 days later, Lemongrab goes back to Candy Kingdom and continues to spy on the candy people. Princess Bubblegum tries to calm him down and teach him the ways of being a good ruler by showing him how to pet and play with candy people, which only causes Lemongrab to become irritated and upset.
Because she, like, picks up this little candy guy. It's the guy from the beginning whose
Crunchy
aura she was catching. Yeah. He's like, oh, it just needs lovin's and pettings. And Crunchy's like, ee. So then Lemongrab tries it. And he's like poking it violently. He's like, put you in my oven. It's gross.
Yep.
So then he denounces PB's ways, claiming that his way must be right. And then runs off screaming and flailing his arms like a lunatic. And Finn and Jake are ready to go after him and crush this mess all accordingly. But PB still wants to try to help Lemongrab, so they all travel to the castle of Lemongrab to find the pup gang and calm the Earl down.
So the one thing about this is that Lemongrab's right. Like, Princess Bubblegum's way is not always right. And
yeah,
he has his own way of doing things, and it's not always right. But there are things about it that is, you know? I'm not saying he should electrocute everybody. But, you know, I mean, she's not, like, the end-all be-all on how to rule.
Yeah, it is actually, like, a little bit the story of Frankenstein.
It is.
Where, you know, Dr. Frankenstein made this monster recklessly just because he could make it.
Mm-hmm.
And then this kind of neglects the monster and it's trying to learn on its own. It's like, you're responsible for all the bad things I'm doing because I don't know any better.
Right. I think when she was like, oh, this is how you live with the candy people. It's like, it's clear. I mean, we'll know by the end, like, why, like, that, like, the candy people are not his people.
Yeah.
You know, and he doesn't tolerate them because they're not his people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But then why does he, like, stand in the rooms and watch them sleep?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
He says like he likes that best, so maybe because they're quiet.
Yeah, maybe.
And he's lonely, obviously.
Yeah. So like, he wants companionship from them, just not when they're awake.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Showing their differences. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, cool, cool. All right, that makes a little more sense to me.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Finn and Jake find the pup gang in the reconditioning room and try to get them out. However, Lemon Grab finds them, locks all of them in the room, and reconditions Finn and Jake along with the pup gang. Princess Bubblegum enters and tries to help, but gets cornered instead. The Earl tells Princess Bubblegum that he does not want her help because she was the one who made him the way he is in the first place, calling her poison.
Yeah.
That's fair. Lemon Grab aims his sound sword at her and fires, but Finn crashes through the glass wall of the reconditioning chamber and leaps in front of the blast, saving Bubblegum.
I love that moment.
Me too.
That's another one of those awesome Finn moments where it's like he sees someone in danger. He's like, nope, he's going to walk through that electric field, jump through the glass. It's awesome. It's a great Finn moment.
He literally sacrificed himself for her.
Yep.
Which just, again, speaks to his loyalty to PB and her agenda.
I love those Finn moments. Those are some of my favorites on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So suddenly, a second Lemon Grab walks into the room that's naked, and the original Lemon Grab is confused. So PB explains that she made him for Lemon Grab to be with so that he'll no longer be lonely. So Lemon Grab and the clone inspect each other and curiously poke at each other for a little while. And they both smile and nuzzle lovingly.
Hmm.
Like me and our cat princess.
Yeah.
So they become best friends and happily set Finn, Jake, and the pup gang free. So the episode ends with the two Lemon Grabs on their mounts saying goodbye to Princess Bubblegum, Finn, Jake, and the pup gang. By the way, does this mean the pup gang aren't going to get any of the things that they asked for?
I think they will. I mean, they already did. And I think that Princess Gubblebum. I don't know where that came from. I think that they will get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't recall if they ever come back or not, but I love those three characters.
Why do you love them so much?
They just have so much personality. I love the leader, Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. Just like their monologues and everything are great. I really, really like them.
Yeah. I think they're clever for sure. And they are definitely super fun. I am super curious about them and I would love to see more of them.
Me too. So what are your first thoughts on this one?
Love PB's hair.
Yeah.
It's up in like a braid and it's like one of those like Swedish braids where it's like around her head as a crown. Super cool.
Yeah. She's not wearing a crown for a lot of this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know who would be wearing a crown?
What?
Who wouldn't be, you know, scorning their crown?
Who?
Princess Cookie. That defeats the whole purpose of that episode. She's like, no, I'm not giving up my crown or giving him a crown. I'm royal.
That's funny. I totally want to see Peppermint Butler's aura.
Yeah, me too. It's probably horrifying.
It's like, yes, that's great.
I didn't put anything down under first thoughts. Just no? Because I've seen this episode many times.
Okay, so LG was really funny. Lemon Grab. I one of the things that's so tragic is that when PB was asking for volunteers to go live with Lemon Grab, Cupcake literally broke his own arm to avoid it.
I can't. My arm is broken.
Yeah.
That might be my favorite moment in the episode.
Yeah.
I'm glad you pointed that out because I totally forgot.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do love also that LG uses the term rigmarole.
Yeah.
What's this rigmarole?
What's this rigmarole?
So good.
It sounds like something the Flame King would say.
Oh.
What's this rigmarole?
I do, like, have a lot of feelings, and I don't know what, I just don't know how to feel about this. I mean, obviously, I think that PB did a good job of fixing her mistake. Lemon Grab is the nectar of her kingdom.
Mm, okay.
And so, like, but he has, I think, more opportunity to do his own thing. But I think that she did a good job of providing companionship for him.
Yeah, I don't know why she didn't do that earlier. It's like she's seen that this is a tortured, pretty messed up guy.
Yeah.
Who needs companionship. So I wonder why it took so long for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she was just busy with kingdom stuff.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Well,
I could just be digging way too deep into it.
Or she just didn't prioritize it. You know? Yeah.
Anyway, I like this episode. I think this is a good one. This is, this was one of my regulars when I was younger. It was fun revisiting it.
What is your favorite part, though, about this episode? Like, what made it one that you would come back to?
Just some of, like, the quirky humor in this one. Like, Mr. Cupcake breaking his arm.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the banana guards watching this thing every night and not saying anything about it. And some of Lemon Grab's weird dialogue. Like, mm-hmm. put you in my oven! And the sound sword! But, like, just things like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, it feels very old school classic Adventure Time.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
I can definitely see that. Is there anything you didn't like about it?
Not really. I can't, like, there's no parts of the episode where I'm, like, groaning or anything like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Obviously, when you get a Lemon Grab episode, you're going to hear a lot of screaming.
Yeah.
That could get annoying.
You know, there wasn't as much in this episode as there was in our first episode with him.
Yeah, he's a little more toned down this
definitely,
time.
Definitely,
definitely. We've got more of his episodes in the future.
I'm excited.
Me too. There's one in particular that I'm really excited for. It's another one taking place in his kingdom.
Mm.
I that must be coming next season. But anyway, it's dark.
Okay, then.
So, did you have a favorite line?
Yes, my favorite line was Lemon Grab. What's this rigmarole? I think that was so funny.
What's this rigmarole? Good line.
Yes, yes.
My favorite line is from PB.
Yeah?
Something totally bum slops.
Something totally blum. Oh!
Which I assume means bad. I can't remember what the circumstances were that she said it, but I like that line.
Yeah, okay, so I remember when he took, was it, I think it's when he left the castle, he's like, you made me, you're my glob. Finn's like, what are we going to do? And she says, something totally bum slops.
Oh.
That's kind of gross.
Bum slops? That just sounds so nasty.
Yes, it totally does.
Sounds like diarrhea.
All right, Matt.
Yeah.
What's your impression?
I'm Jamaica. This is Tuffy and Blombo.
And I love how, like, Jamaica, like, wiggles
hips around when he says Blombo.
Yep. And Blombo's the one that has the headphones on, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and the headphones stress out Lemon Grab.
Yes.
Take them off.
My impression is, huh? What's happening here? That's Blombo.
Oh, no.
When they pull off. No, that's fine. When they pull off the headphones when Lemon Grab starts to freak out and right before they use the sound sword on them.
It's like Blombo had no idea what was happening this whole time.
Mm-hmm, because they were literally just chilling.
Yep.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah?
Where was the snail?
Oh, did we skip that? Oops, my bad.
Yeah, no, it was my bad.
So the snail is in the security room right beside the banana guards. I don't know how I didn't see it. It's right there.
Snail, what?
2021.
Oh, yeah. So in this picture, it's so funny because you can see Cupcake with a wrapped arm from breaking their own arm. Oh, my gosh. It's so crazy. And then someone in like a jail cell.
Oh, I wonder who that is.
Yeah.
I can't zoom in close enough.
It looks like a banana.
Maybe it's a banana guard?
Maybe.
Did the banana guard just sleep in the jail?
I don't know.
I don't doubt it.
Crazy town.
Looks like Banana Guard's drinking some hot brown.
Hot brown.
See a cup of coffee up on top of the monitor. Bad place for a coffee. Mm. In fact, it's dripping onto the monitor.
It is dripping onto the monitor. These guys are not good.
No, they're so bad.
Security guards. Hey, Matt.
Yeah?
We got some trivia.
Oh, sweet. Let's do it. I'm actually really excited for trivia in this one.
Good.
Because I bet there's some nuggets.
Oh, nuggets. I like chicken nuggets.
Me too.
Jake is shown to be able to move things through his body freely. Princess Bubblegum is apparently familiar with this ability and favors it as a means to mount him. So she, Finn and PB ride Jake to Lemon Grab's castle.
Mm-hmm.
And she like goes in through Jake's mouth and then comes out on top. Kind of like a Mario tube, like in an L shape, and comes out on top to sit on his back.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It is. It was really clever.
I don't remember if this episode happened yet or not, but there's a really funny moment that's been made into a GIF where, like, Jake swallows Finn through his butt and then plops him on top of his head. And then...
What?
And then Finn just looks, like, really disturbed.
That is so gross.
Oh, it's he turns into a car and sucks Finn in through his butt. And then...
Ew.
Plops him into the car seat, and it's just like a close-up of Finn's face doing like a massive frown.
Oh, that is not good.
No, but it's so funny. It's like a standout funny moment.
Yeah. Oh, gross.
So, next piece of trivia. The title card music plays when Lemon Grab 1 and 2 touch each other.
Huh.
poke each other. Let's say poke each other.
They were poke. Yeah.
Not touchy.
Both don't sound great.
No.
Finn's hat was destroyed in this episode when he jumped to protect PB.
Interesting. Yeah. It comes right back in the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So the promo art depicts the scene that Jake mentions where the pup gang threw a basketball at his head.
Huh.
Cool.
Interesting. I want to Google that. This is the first time Lemon Grab uses a sword.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Lemon Grab refers to Lemon Grab 2 as a rigmarole. When introduced, rigmarole is a somewhat outdated word, meaning a long, incomprehensible statement or procedure, nonsense.
Mm.
So Lemon Grab pronounces it as rigmarole. This is the common variant in the United States in how it is spelled in the storyboards. The term has its origins in the Ragman Rolls, a collection of 13th century documents. Oh, okay. So.
Cool.
I guess.
What's this nonsense?
The actual word is rigmarole, not rigamarole.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Yep.
Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome for that dissertation.
Thanks, Professor M.
You're welcome.
Princess Bubblegum is not wearing her crown in this episode. The reason for this is unknown.
Yeah, because she's showing off that kick butt hairdo.
Yeah.
So, episode connections. So, Peppermint Butler, Pep Butt. His apprehension of showing his aura to Princess Bubblegum suggests he does not want to reveal his true nature to her, as revealed in episodes such as Death in Bloom, Return of the Nightosphere, and The Suitor.
How does she not know, though?
I feel like she must know, and it's just kind of like an unspoken thing. Like, she knows, she's like, all right, you're a useful guy, so I'm just going to ignore the fact that you've clearly got some evil stuff going on.
Yeah, I don't know. I agree with you. I think that there's other stuff. She knows. She can't not know.
You know, he reminds me of that character Varys from Game of Thrones, where he's kind of like, not chaotic neutral, but like he's always looking for the best of the kingdom, even if he has to do evil things kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. The title card music of Burning Low plays when Jake lets Princess Bubblegum hop on.
So this is Lemon Grab's second appearance. The first one is too young. Also, Lemon Grab's skin is darker than his first appearance.
In the background of Banana Guard's surveillance room, there's a wanted poster for Scorcher, last seen in Hitman.
Oh, yeah, there is.
That's cool.
You posted the picture of it.
Yeah.
It's got pink lettering. So, cultural reference is. Yeah, we already get the Frankenstein one. So, the lion form that Jake has taken resembles Japanese donut house mascot, Pondy Lion.
Cool. Princess Bubblegum wears a hairstyle known as the crown braid. The Ukrainian politician Yulia Tymoshenko is known for wearing this style. I apologize, Yulia, for jacking up your last name.
All good. One of us had to do it. When refusing to go and live with Lemon Grab, the Candy People shout out, "No, no, we won't go." This is very similar to what young American anti-war protesters shouted in response, wow, to the Vietnam War draft, which is, "Hell no, we won't go."
Huh. All right, then.
Yeah.
You Made Me is the only episode in the fourth season storyboarded by Jesse Mohanahan and Tom Herpich. The team also storyboarded Too Young, Lemon Grab's previous episode.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice. So, your prediction for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the name, You Made Me, Finn takes on a powerful tree wizard. Overconfident, he thinks he can win. However, the tree wizard has a secret weapon. He casts a spell that takes over Finn's ability to make choices for himself. Finn is forced to tear down towers built by the tree wizard's enemies. That sounds so much fun. I love that.
Yeah.
A++. That's one of my favorites ever.
Yeah.
How close it was. Finn takes on someone powerful, I guess. I guess Lemon Grab's powerful. He thinks he can win. However, Lemon Grab has a secret weapon, the sound sword. It's another C. as far as how close it was. Yeah.
That's great.
But do you want to predict what the next episode's about? And I get the feeling you're going to do it.
Yeah.
So who would win?
Finn and Jake come up upon a town that are obsessed with winning. They pit Finn and Jake against each other in an escalating competition of who will win.
All right. Yeah, I don't want to say too much, but good job.
Yeah.
Pretty good job.
Matt, guess what time it is?
What time is it?
Stump the chump!
Oh, no. I forgot about this.
More questions for Matt to see how he does and whatnot.
Great jingle.
Yeah, thanks. All right. I found some really good ones.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay. So, Flame Princess is friends with what minor character?
She's friends with Cinnamon Bun.
Yes!
Yeah.
How did you know that?
Future episodes, yo.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, they become like besties.
Very cool. Okay. What episode was the first aired on Adventure Time?
The first aired?
Yes.
Oh boy. Slumber Party Panic?
It was. Yes. Yeah. Good job.
Thank you.
Love it. Okay. Finn and Jake chase the Lich into the multiverse. So this is future, where they encounter Prismo, a being who can grant one wish per person. The Lich wished for extinction of all life, so Finn counters that by wishing that the Lich never existed. Finn ends up in an ultimate universe. What is his last name that is mentioned there?
Mertens.
How did you get this?
Finn Mertens.
That's so crazy.
I really love that episode. All right, I'm doing much better this
time.
You're
doing so good.
Thank you.
Okay, in the episode, I think it's Fear of Water?
Ocean of Fear.
Ocean of Fear, yeah. What did Finn and Jake pay the businessmen with?
Business? Wait, that was Business Time.
Oh, sorry, Business Time. My bad. In Business Time. I think we did those two episodes together, that's why.
Yeah. Oh, what did they pay them with? Oh, mm-hmm. Man. Not money.
True.
Money. Crap, I don't remember.
They didn't pay them with anything!
Ah, that's a trick question.
And
it's been a long time since we watched that one.
And that is the end of Stump the Chump.
I've been stumped.
Good job, Matt.
Thank you.
You did.
I feel like I did all right.
Yeah, yeah. You did fabulous. I was surprised that you got some of these questions. I was like, he's not going to get this, and he totally
was it like
did.
Mertens.
Yes, that was great. I love it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was
Thank
fun.
You.
I like doing these.
Any last thoughts on this episode?
It's good. I like the. It's good. It's like I keep having the most generic like final words. I'm like, no, it's, I like it. No, it's this is just one that I've seen so many times now that I think it might have lost a little something from how many times I've seen it now. Mm-hmm. I still like it, but it's like I know like every scene by heart in this one already.
Yeah.
So it's like that. You know, I like it. I definitely recommend checking it out, obviously. And what do you think?
So I immediately thought I was going to hate this episode. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
Lemon Grab was super annoying and too young. Didn't like him. And I didn't think I was going to like it. And I really did. I thought it was interesting. Gave me a lot to think about. And it really highlighted the balance of things. And that, you know, if you're going to invest in something, you need to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think it's just, I just think it's really an interesting episode. I liked it. I want to see more Lemon Grab.
And you will.
I'm excited.
The Lemon Grab story gets pretty vast. Like, it's it's a story.
I'm excited. It'll be cool. So, with that said, we have some listener feedback. Listener feedback.
Oh, yeah.
So, from CC Slacker, we got a 5-star review saying, love it. Hi. Love this podcast. Can't wait for you to do I Remember You.
We will in just a few weeks.
I know. We're excited for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the 5-star review.
Yeah. Thanks.
And we got another 5-star review from Inshibidibudhedspididibe. And the name is My New Prison is Shame.
I love that.
I love that line. And they say, hi, Amy and Matt. I've been listening to this podcast for about 2 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm just now getting around to writing a review. My sincerest apologies. I got to the pod after I finished my first binge of the show since watching it when I was a kid. Every time y'all mention the date the episode aired, I like to think back to what age I was when I originally watched it because I was 9 when the show started. So I was pretty much the target demographic. This show brings me so much happiness, and I'm so glad that I get to re-experience it with you two along with your hilarious commentary. You're both so sweet, and listening to the pod is definitely the most wholesome part of my day. Oh. P.S. I'm so excited for you to finally discuss Prismo because he's definitely one of the best characters. I agree. Sincerely, Holland. Or if you must address me formally, Miss Holland, because...
I'm not married.
I love that you made that reference. Thank you so much. That was amazing.
Thanks, Holland. Thanks, Miss Holland. We appreciate it.
Thank you for referencing one of our favorite obscure characters.
Yes. Yeah.
That was fun.
Oh, so good. I like teared up, but it made me laugh so hard. I was just dying.
I'm not married.
Oh, so good. Well, Matt.
Yeah.
We've done it.
We did it.
We did. Another episode of Oh My Glob, an Adventure Time podcast.
Yes, we did. And I got to say, like, I'm really glad that we did this one and that we enjoyed it because I was like, honestly, I like both these episodes, but I think the two in a row after this one, I really, really like.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I just really want to get to those ones. But no, I really enjoyed talking about these two.
Agreed. This is really fun.
Yeah.
So if you want to reach out to us, you can catch us on Insta, Twitter, and Facebook at Oh My God Podcast. You can email us at ohmyglobpodcast@gmail.com.
Leave us a voicemail at 216-260-GLOB or 216-260-4562.
You can also record a voicemail at anchor.fm.
Yeah, under our podcast profile.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So very do cool.
Do it. Do it.
And of course, as always, the best way to help the podcast out is by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
And also, we're like still looking for an intern. So if you want to come, we're not joking about this, although we need to come up with a plan of what we're going to do.
Yeah, yeah.
We need help.
Every time we go to record, we're like, we think that we set everything up in advance. And we're like, oh, no, we're missing a whole chunk of things.
Yep, yep. So reach out to us if you're interested in volunteering. We don't do this for money, so we won't pay you anything. But we would love to collaborate. So, you know, consider it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, so thank you for listening to another episode of Oh My Glob and Adventure Time Podcast. I'm Amy.
I'm Matt.
And we'll catch you on the flip side.
Catch you on the flip side.
Bye.
Bye.